WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The Ohio man accused of federal hate crimes for driving through a crowd in Charlottesville pleads not guilty. Virginia's farmers are worried about Chinese retaliation for Trump's tariffs. And Virginia's honeybee numbers are sharply down after a rough winter. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 6th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
An Ohio man is pleading not guilty to federal hate crime charges in a deadly car attack during last year's white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. Wearing handcuffs and shackles, 21-year-old James Alex Fields Jr. entered the plea Thursday in U.S. District Court in Charlottesville. Prosecutors say Fields rapidly accelerated his car into a group of counter-protesters August 12th, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring dozens more. Some survivors of the attack were among those in the courtroom. The indictment charges Fields with 30 federal crimes. He is also charged under Virginia law with murder and other crimes. One of the federal charges Fields faces carries the death penalty, although prosecutors have not decided yet whether they will seek that punishment. President Trump's first tariffs are set to hit $34 billion worth of Chinese imports Friday. Beijing plans to retaliate with levies on an equal amount of American goods. As Charles Fishburne from partner station WCVE reports, Virginia farmers are worried.
Virginia agriculture and export dollars are huge.
$2.64 billion in the last calendar year.
Charles Green, Deputy Commissioner of the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Larger segments that may be impacted include their soybeans, our pork and pork products, and our leaf tobacco growers.
He says it's too early to quantify potential losses, but China bought $360 million in soybeans alone last year. And he says one in nine Virginia farm jobs now depend upon the export market.
Virginia's been very aggressive about finding customers for our high-quality agricultural products around the world.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia's honeybees had a rough winter, and their numbers are sharply down. The Daily Progress reports that the state lost 60% of its colonies last winter. The Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says that is double the average rate for the last decade. Officials say there's no single cause for the decrease, but habitat loss, pests, diseases, and pesticides are all factors in the decline. The State Agriculture Department is encouraging Virginians to become beekeepers and to plant pollinator gardens. A small earthquake shook part of Virginia early on Thursday. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 1.7 quake occurred around 3:42 a.m. Thursday, about 5 miles southeast of Louisa, at a depth of nearly 2 miles. The Geological Survey says Thursday's quake may have been a small aftershock from a larger quake that rocked Virginia in 2011 and that was felt in much of the state. According to a new report, 5% of children in the Commonwealth are without health insurance, compared to 4% nationally. WCVE's Megan Pauley reports.
Beth Nolan is Kids Count Director with Voices for Virginia's Children.
We are at a record high for the number of children who are insured at 95%. And that's really a testament to how when you invest in programs for children, you're going to see positive outcomes for children.
But she says the state needs to start preparing now for the 2020 census.
If we're not actually thinking about the 2020 census and ensuring there's an accurate count, especially of young children, then we're going to jeopardize the gains that we've made.
Nolan says it's especially important to focus on what are considered hard-to-count communities based on previous census data. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Friday.